Hi, Nicole. Just saw your delightful questionnaire and have a little bit of time this morning, so I thought I would answer. Up way too early, so apologies if this is a bit rambly or incoherent. Okay, number one, summoning your muse. Where do ideas find you, or when? Typically, the further I am away from somewhere where I can get them down. At work, mostly. Sometimes driving. Occasionally in bed. But yeah, no one particular place, I guess. Every once in a while, if I'm like trying to come up with something, I do, but most of the time it's when I'm not thinking about it, which works for most things, I guess. Number two, capturing information. I've done most of those options. I have written it down on a piece of paper before. Not the full thing, but just like a prompt to jog my memory. Because my memory's kind of shit lately. So I have had some excellent ideas that disappeared. So I try to record them somehow. Most often I'll just shoot myself an email, and that usually works. Rituals include, would that be while I'm writing? I don't think I have any rituals per se. No on the coffee and heroin, although that'd be an interesting combo. Not really. I mean, maybe listening to GWA to sort of get in the mood a little bit. But other than that, nah. Just grabbing my laptop and doing the thing. By the way, doing the thing. You tell him a writer, right? Okay. Number four, get it down. Typically, I like to kind of stew over the idea a little bit because it helps once I actually sit down and start writing it. So I'll think about it for, it depends, but a day or so, or at least a few hours. And then once I sit down, I try to kind of go through the whole thing and then go back and revise. I think I'm bleeding into another question here, but if you're asking where I write, I'm typically sitting cross-legged in bed with my laptop in my lap. More often than not is where it's where the magic happens. Or if I'm improvising, then obviously I'm not writing ahead, I'm just doing it in the moment, which also happens in bed, so there you go. Number five, you're in the zone. Probably A and C of those. I try to go through and just write it from start to finish all at once, but then when I go back to revise, I go through every single thing and wording and stress about that a bit until, you know, you gotta just say no and make a clean cutoff. People respect that. Number six, the sex, insert tab A into slot B. I tend to write that just as it comes. That's part of the story or narrative or whatever, because if I think about it separately, then I get too much in my head and overanalyze and stuff. So letting it kind of come out organically seems to work best for me. And I might tweak it later, of course, but yeah, if I like the kind of storytelling aspect, and then I don't get embarrassed or stressed about word choices, so yeah. Number 7, do you prefer old favorites or new territory? Well, they say write what you know, right? That's definitely been the case with me. Well, some things I've just sort of fantasized about, not necessarily done, but others, I'm writing what I know. And I think that's a good way to start out, although I would like to branch out into other things. Number 8, prioritize. I think I'd have to go with the order that you have them in, which I believe, without looking at it, is setting, characters, language, and sexy times. Setting, for sure. That's where I tend to get hung up the most, is like just figuring out the framework, like where is this taking place, and what is happening. Once I get that, then the rest seems easy by comparison. Because once you know that, then you can figure out the characters pretty easily. And the same with the language. You know, once you know what, where they are and what the whole point of it is, then the rest just sort of flows. Bonus lightning round. Ooh. What's more important to me, knowing how it begins or how it ends? Definitely how it begins. Yeah, if you don't know how it begins, then how can you start? I mean, you can always figure out an ending, but the beginning? Yep. Do you always see it or hear it? That's a great question. I hear it. I think that's probably common amongst us audio files. Yeah, I think I've always been sort of an auditory learner. So yeah, I like to hear it. Go figure. And what mistake do you always make? I love your example. I don't know that I always make the same one. I definitely stumble over words quite often, but I can't think of any one specific one that always trips me up. Although I'm sure yours is going to come up with me just because I'll be thinking of it. So, yeah. Well, thank you. This was fun, as always, Ms. Nickel. And I will see you guys on GWAB.